From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, mate.
Roll me through some price indices or indexes.
Yeah, you never work out whether to say indices or indexes. You know, so, hey, it's been quite a big week for local data this week. So we've had sort of quite a bit of data added on, and that's why we've been sitting around watching how the global markets have digested this change in the US administration, which also comes into play next year. So yesterday we added a little bit of flavour to the current inflation picture. These are the monthly selected price indexes, which is a monthly read on approximately 45% of the CPI baskets. It's notable for being sort of tradable heavy. So not a lot of insight into the tricky and sticky non-tradable inflation. But it gives you a good feel of where quarterly CPI will print when you put all of the monthly selected price index information together. So October, food prices, they are the biggest part of the CPI that we get information from the selected price indexes. Probably had a slightly larger than expected fall. Prices down 0.9% in the month. If we look at them annually, they're up 1.2%, which is still quite sort of benign, really, if you think about it. Lots of sort of individual movements in there. If you break it down, fruit and veggies fell 4.1%, but within that, veggies fell quite a lot, 7.2%. So you can eat healthier, cheaper at the moment. That's a seasonal move. You start getting seasonal veggies coming through now. Fruit prices, though, did rise. If I look at the last 12 months, fruit and veggies down 8.9%. Butter, though, Mike, butter, it's a standout here. Prices quite a bit higher, about 33%, about a third higher than they were last year. Stats New Zealand do point out, if you look at the last 2 years, you've seen this sort of divergence as well. Veggie prices have fallen 4.2%, but fruit prices up 8%. Now, rents, Mike, they're also part of the monthly basket. Now, some interesting developments here. Look, it's a little bit tricky to interpret because you get two measures of what's happening on rents. You get what's called flow and what's called stock. Now, the flow, that's new tenancies. Stock is existing tenancies where no people moving around. If we look at the flow measures, very subdued rental inflation. It only went up 0.1% for the month and only 0.7% year on year. Now, the stock measures, the monthly measure, also quite low, 0.2%. That one's still sitting a bit higher, just over 4% for the year. But if you look at those short-term numbers, we could interpret that as a softening rental market. If I look at the numbers overall, Mike, there's nothing to suggest here that quarterly CPI will be outside of current expectations. I think the RBNZ for this quarter at 2.3%. If there's a risk anywhere, slight downside risk to inflation, I would say.
Okay, so you mentioned rent, which is houses on houses. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, so housing data, housing market yesterday, this is the REINZ data for October. What's going on? I think overall here, it's a bit of a mixed bag. First of all, I look at the house price index. I prefer that to the median price. Look, it fell. At the headline level, it was up 0.5% for the month. But if you seasonally adjust it, that tips around the other way and it fell 0.5% month on month. If we look at the headline number for the whole year, house prices not really going anywhere, down 1.1%. Look, there are regional variations. Again, if we seasonally adjust these, Auckland's down 0.9% month on month. Wellington's down 0.7% month on month. We look at Canterbury, it's unchanged. I'm in Christchurch at the moment, Mike, and right now feels a lot more positive here than it does in the South Island. If we look at the yearly numbers there, Auckland's down 3%, Wellington's down 2%, but Christchurch actually up 2.9%. If you want sort of the bigger picture, the housing price index across the country, we are 15.4% lower than the peak. So look, all these numbers, look, I think there's some short-term pressure in the housing market because although sales are a lot better, if I look at the 12 months versus where we were last year, there's 20% more sales, so plenty of sales, but lots of listings coming onto the market. Yep. So days to sell, higher than it was last year, but in the short term, it's getting better. So Auckland days to sell fell 7 days. That's quite a lot. But all in all, Mike, you know, sales are below the historic average for this year, but 21% higher than they were last year. Look, I think listings have surged, Mike. But I think on the one hand, you can say, yes, that's sort of inventory you've got to surge through. On the other hand, you could say that homeowners are feeling a little bit more confident about listing their homes. So, Mike, I think there's short-term pressure on prices, but I think prices will lift next year. I just don't think they'll lift a lot.
Okay, numbers, please.
So right now, the US market is sort of in a bit of a holding pattern. It's weakened off a little bit. The Dow Jones down 128 points, and that's about a third of a percent, 43,828, the number. The S&P 500 is still just a smidgen under 6,000, 5969. It's down about a quarter of a percent on the day so far in the current session. And the NASDAQ is down 58 points, 19,173. Overnight, the FTSE 100 actually gained half a percent, 8,071. The Nikkei fell half a percent, 186.38535, the mark there. The Shanghai Composite was quite weak, fell 1.73%, 3379. The Aussies yesterday gained 31 points, 0.37%, 8223. And the NZX 50 gained 18 points, closing at 12,692. Kiwi dollar, 0.5871. So still pretty weak against the US, but holding up against the other currencies, Mike. 0.9070 against the Aussie, 0.5558 euro, 0.4621 pound, 91.58 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,572, and Brent crude, $72.41.
All right, mate, have a good weekend. Hope you got time to go to the show. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.